Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive, coming to you live. Push the button, Richard. There you go. That's how live radio is. Well, good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening. Glad to be back on the air.
Yeah. New calendar year of 2018, and that's a good thing. So, and good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph from Oklahoma.
Well, guys, I know you got a caller. I'll turn it over to you. We'll be here listening, as they say, with bells on.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be back on the air with you, Pastor.
Well, it is. It seems like it's been a long time. This Christmas season seemed extra long. And
it does.
Yeah, we didn't have any ministry sessions. Of course, we meet on Monday nights with our big meeting, and that just happened to be this year. Christmas Day was on Monday, and so was January 1. So we're meeting this year, and we met Monday night and had a good 23 cases. 23 people raised their hands, and we had 20 some odd ministers there. Brother Jim Waldrop took a group into a side room and ministered to them. So, and he's already got reports of how they learned to perish the thought and push away those lying, deceiving spirits that everybody seems to have working on us. So, good report already.
Well, praise the Lord. And that Parish of Thought prayer is a wonderful, wonderful, powerful tool. If anybody out there listening does not understand or know what that is, if you get with Richard at the ministry, he will get you a copy to it, a copy of that prayer. Basically, in that prayer, you make your, a covenant with Jesus. And the best thing about making a covenant with Jesus is you may forget, but he never does. And in that covenant, whenever you recognize an enemy, a thought that's not of the Holy Spirit but comes from the enemy, you say three simple words, perish the thought, and it extinguishes that thought. You apply the bread, the blood of Jesus to that thought and extinguishes it. And I have to say, the first time I heard it, and Brother Jim gave us that testimony, he says it doesn't work some of the time, it works 100% of the time if you apply it. And I can say that man was not lying, because he was right. If you apply it, the thought will go away. Now, you may have to apply it several times because the enemy is persistent. But every time you apply that thought, perish a thought, you would be quick. How quick it'll extinguish it. And I'm talking about sometimes you get those thoughts, you're kind of going along, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, where did that come from? And you just put those words, those simple words, perish the thought, and I mean just a snap of a finger. When you're trained and you have faith that the prayers work and the power is there, the blood of Jesus, it goes away just like that. So
when you perish the thought, it jerks the rug out from under the evil spirits trying to lie. Yeah,
it does.
A great ministry tool.
It does. I wish someone had introduced that to me years ago. But, you know, praise the Lord, I know it now. I'm applying it now, and it works.
We're all learning, and we haven't quit learning.
No.
When I was writing my book, I constantly was learning, and I'd adjust this and adjust that in the book, what I'd written before, and that went on for 6 years, and finally realized, well, there's enough in here to do ministry, and we're going to go to press. You're always learning and picking up something, and every ministry case is so different. I had a somewhat of a different one this Monday night, and you know, normally I get through all the steps on a Monday evening, but we only got as far as the soul ties. Took us to about 9:30, 9:45 on the soul ties, and did some inner healing, and the guy was so exhausted at that point because he'd had heavy manifestations as the spirits came out, and it just seemed to exhaust him. Interesting thing, when the demons were manifesting and he was coughing and making all these strange sounds and jerking around in the chair, he didn't know he did all that. He just kind of thought it suddenly went quick, and and we had to tell him what went on. But I've already talked to him, and even that amount, and even his wife said, when talked to her as well, and she said when he came home Monday night, she could tell a difference, and also just in the amount of time since Monday evening. So that's what it's all about. Jesus is in the overhaul business, and whoever's ready, he's got his arms out to you, ready to take you through and get you that overhaul that you can start living life and life abundant.
Amen. And I had the opportunity to work with a couple of ladies in my hometown a couple weeks back, right before Christmas, and proud to say that we set them free in the name of Jesus. We set them free with the power of the Holy Spirit. But I got the opportunity not to do it once, but twice in one night, do the head demon technique. And, you know, I didn't believe it didn't work. I just didn't know if it ever going to work with me. So I thought I'd give it a shot. The Spirit told me to give it a shot on the one gal. And I was like, wow, that was pretty interesting. And it got even more interesting with the second gal. But what was amazing, as you said there, is this lady, which you said is a very rare, rare thing, did not remember saying any of those things, any of the things being said. So it was one-on-one. Communication,
yeah.
With a demon. I believe the demon referred to itself as Michael. I put down, you know, the top 10 lies and the gifts. And when it was all said and done, she was looking at that list, and she's like, that came out of my mouth. I was like, yes. And of course, the other girl there, she was dead. She goes, you know, those things, I was constantly hearing those things. I don't remember what one of them was. You're not good enough, you're fat, you're ugly, those type of things. And she just had absolute joy upon her. And she indicated to my mom, until I knew her as my mom, she wanted me to work with everybody in her family. Of course, I haven't heard from that. And if that opportunity comes up, I'll be more than happy to do that. But I got me some good one-on-one, hands-on training. Just jumped right into the water and walked with that. Walked with the confidence of understanding Luke 10:19. But I had all power and authority over the enemy. And even the second gal, it got a little strange and crazy. And I ended up recording that session. And she gave me permission to let some people listen to that for learning purposes. And she didn't even know I was recording it first. I just had a sense that I thought, well, I wish we'd recorded the first person, because the girl said, well, I wish she had a recording that she could hear. And I didn't even think about doing that. So it was the second one. And at a full manifestation, I just hit record on my recorder. And I remember letting someone listen. So did that not freak you out? And I said, no. Why would it freak me out? I have all power and authority over them. So, praise the Lord.
You know, it's only Ralph, about 10% of the cases I've seen is an average where the person does not know anything that went on when the demon was up. 90% of them I've seen are like they're in the back seat, and they hear and they see everything that's going on, but they're not doing it, as strange as that is. But that represents about 90% of them, but 10%. Or like the case you had and the one I had Monday night, when the demon was up, the person was down inside somewhere, which, as I've mentioned before, is on those 10%ers, you know how we run into spirits of murder quite often in the ministry sessions, and I've often wondered if a spirit of murder was up and was in that 10% group and committed a murder, a crime, and people saw the guy do it, but yet the person that did the killing says, I don't remember doing any of that, I blacked out. Well, to me, that's probably one of those 10% cases, but probably would never be received in a court of law.
No, it makes me think of when in the Bible it talks about Satan entering a Judas. And Jesus said to him, do what you must. And when it was all said and done, and the devil was done with Judas, it showed he had complete remorse and just hung himself. So I think there may have been a case there. At that point, Judas may not even realize.
Exactly. The spirit of suicide. Yeah, you're right.
Well, I'm just talking to the spirit of suicide. I'm talking about the spirit of betrayal. All that spirit in there. I could be wrong on that, but it made me look at it in a different light, knowing that. Then in the past, I always thought, well, they said they don't know what they're doing because they're trying to get off on the crazy defense. But I'm getting to be more and more of a firm believer that there are sometimes that there's a full demonic manifestation and the person is no longer in charge.
Yes. Well, you'll see it. The more you do it, you'll run into it. Oh, strange it is. I like the ones where they can hear it, because you don't have to try to explain everything that went on. Some people have a hard time believing it, but if there's somebody setting in, they can say, yeah, I heard all that go on and happen. Let's see what happened.
So, well, I remember on the second gal, I was having a hard time getting some of this. It got down to the tormenting spirit, and I had a lot of anointing oil. And the lady working with me, she could hear what was going on. She was able to help me from time to time, and I remember at one point she said, it hates the oil, keep using the oil. And I said, all right. So I got more anointing oil out and just kept slapping it right on her.
You want her to hurt it.
Yes.
Yeah, I've anointed from time to time and had the demon yell out, it's burning, and of course I just keep rubbing the oil. Well, we burn them on out. Amen.
And it was I remember it saying the demon saying to me, what did it say? said something to the effect of, "You ain't strong enough." And I started laughing. I said, "You don't think I'm not strong enough? I've got all power over you, buddy."
that's when the quote Luke 10:19.
I quoted it often. But it was quite humorous. I'd have to say probably several years ago that it had me turning tail. But getting the training, getting a few under your belt, and hearing the testimonies, there's no reason to fear these spirits. We're given all power and authority, and we have all control over them, all power over them, and we can control them to leave if we just command them to go.
And nothing will harm us.
And nothing will harm us. Just like it says, resist the devil and he will flee. Those are promises right in front of the Word of God. And it reminds me of, I came across this last night reading in Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with your heart and do not lean upon your own understanding. And I don't understand how it works, but I understand it does work. So I lean upon what the Word says and not my own understanding.
Yes. So true.
Pastor, we have Morley on the phone. Morley, good evening. Thanks for joining us.
Maury.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, great to have you on board. Thank you for calling. I know you have an exciting testimony that's gone over a span of many years, Maury. So maybe you could give some history on yourself initially there when you were born again, and then how you first heard about deliverance and then experiences that you've seen take place.
Everett, I'd be happy to. I was born again about 25 years ago. And being born again, I knew my Lord and Savior, but I have to tell you that I didn't realize the attack that I would or my family would come under, and it was quite an experience for us when we're raising our children. It was really clear to us, being born again, and born into the family of Christ. We weren't quite prepared for battle or for the attacks that we would face as family members that came to grow in the kingdom. I know that being born again for us was refreshing, it was exciting, and it was new, and we were just born again, and we were just excited about it. But we found that our children, we've experienced over the last quarter century the attacks can manifest in many ways for us, and I recall when my son was 10 years old, we were trying to figure out many things that were tormenting him and challenges he was facing as a young boy, and we recognized at an early age he would deal with as some children do at that time and still today, they would deal with these playing cards. I think they're described as Pokemon cards or different types of playing cards.
Oh yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
even though we were strong in our faith, we didn't realize our son was speaking these words, and he became under attack at a very young age, and we came to Deliverance Ministries, and we were very, very concerned, and we were trying to figure out what was going on, what was causing this, and the world was just full of different things that were out there to tempt our son, and these cards were, when he would speak the words these cards would have on them, they were not healthy for a Christ follower, and we thought that they were just innocent, but we realized quickly after having our son talk to the ministers at Deliverance Ministries and sitting down with them and him recognizing, I know even years later after he was delivered from those playing cards, he would recognize that soft voice would talk to him and would let him know, I really shouldn't do this, nor should I say this. And
the Holy Spirit, yeah.
It really helped him as a young boy and us as young parents to recognize that our spoken words have so much power. They have the power to heal. They have the power to hurt. And him gaining some strength over that, even at a young age, and I mean, we literally burned those cards. And we found that his sleep returned, a calmness returned about his posture, his demeanor, and he replaced those things with things that were much healthier to do, instead of trying to speak to some type of energy or power that was just not that was just not appropriate at all. I know that was for our family, that was a big, big eye opener that our children could come under attack. And
yeah.
I know after that for me, I really, it was a few years after that we were dealing with, we try to as parents and providers, and we think that we can, well, let me back up. I thought that I could do all these things, and it was quite evident that I needed the strength of the Holy Spirit to guide me. And I know that the demonic spirit of pride really, really was overtaking my life, and I felt strong about it and sat down with, we sat down with Deliverance Ministers and was delivered from the spirit of pride, which for me was I think another rebirth for me. It was it allowed me to let go of what I was trying to do and allow the Holy Spirit to work within me and through me so that others could see the strength that he was providing me and his strength through me.
Mm-hmm.
With technology, with so many things that we were having for door openers that were just, it was overwhelming. And today, there's still good days and bad days, but I have the tools now. And I use the digital resources that Deliverance Ministries provides on their website. I use those digital tools. We use them, if necessary, daily. We've found that sitting down together, when we know that two or more are present, we know he's with us, and we know that we have strength. And we find ourselves many times when we come under attack, it's just... For us, it's that strength that helps us get through each day, and we know that we can't do it on our own, and it's through his strength that we get through each day.
Amen. And Logan has had ministry as well. You might share your daughter, what went on with her.
Being involved in Deliverance Ministries over, I mean, my goodness, it's been almost two decades. My daughter is 20 years old, and she was just she became under attack and was under attack with anxiety, depression. She had recognized this, and we knew it was a demonic, at the very core root of it, it was a demonic attack. And she recognized it and had the strength to, she came home and we need to, I mean, we would pray remotely many times over the phone, but then she came home and it was important for us. We sat down as a family at the table and we simply went through the door closing prayer. That door closing prayer and taking the time and saying it out loud for us gave us strength within our family to literally put on that breastplate and the sword of the Spirit and arm ourselves and go do battle. And I was so proud of my daughter when she would recognize those things. And she sat down with us, and we need to go through the door closing prayer again. And we would read that, and she would continue to gain strength and continue to gain strength. And each time was stronger and stronger. And this past weekend, I was so honored to rededicate. I had the honor of baptizing her this Saturday at our church, and it was just such a moving experience. And
praise God.
Through the strength, absolutely. Through the ministry tools that Deliverance Ministries provided us, I mean, she's an advocate, and she's telling other young girls, and she's just explaining that we have these tools available to us, and it's so very important that we recognize that these tools are real, and we are in a real battle. And when these young men and women recognize that, I think he trembles when the more and more that we become stronger and stronger in the Word, and a much much greater foundation. But her baptism, coming out of that water, she was literally born again, and the anxiety, the depression, she was delivered from that, and she's just a different young woman, and we owe so much.
Well,
that.
Very scriptural, of course. It's very scriptural, of course. Acts 2:38 and others. Yes, praise God.
But
what else has happened? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, she had made some choices that were that she was not very proud of, but it just each time that we would go back and she would recognize that. I mean, there were many. I mean, she was just being tormented constantly, and the fact she couldn't sleep. I mean, it was such, and she would call me in tears and tell me, "Dad, I'm under attack, and will you please? Can we please read through the door closing prayer over the phone?" And we would get through that to where she would have some calm and peace and some relief. But many times, because of the world that we live in, just something would open another door, and she would become under attack again. And it was difficult as a father, but she, the strength of the Holy Spirit, that, I mean, he's, when people don't think that they can do this, and I was one of those people, sometimes I didn't understand it, and I couldn't, it was difficult to say that I could wrap my head around it, but when you live it, and when you go through it, and you recognize that we do have the power. The power is in the spilled blood of Jesus Christ. That power is in the blood, and he died for all of us. And when we accept that, then it became so much easier. It doesn't mean that our days are going to be perfect and we're going to have no issues or anything like that, but it does mean that those days we're able to, when we get through those days, that we know that we know who we owe it to, and we're much better off. But I know for me, it was hard for me to understand that I could take authority over those demonic attacks, and I could literally take them to the feet of Jesus, and he was there holding out his hand, and he would take them, and it was,
yes,
every time. It was every time, and it was by that experience and those examples that my children learned, and my family learned, and then there were other people, and I can just tell you countless experiences. A woman that her daughter was having grandma seizures and was her eyes, she was just broken hearted. She could just tell she loved her daughter so much, and she wanted so much to find some relief. And I explained to her, I said, let me show you. And I simply showed her, I led her to the website, and it was just amazing. Those seizures diminished from 40 or 50 to a handful that became, life became so much more manageable. And she's just, I mean, the glory to God. I just, and
praise
it
God.
Was, it, it's just, it, for anyone listening, I would encourage that. I thought for many, many years, I thought, well, I have to be this certain way, or I have to be perfect, or I have to know Scripture, or I have to know these things, and I really don't, and I didn't. I just needed to know that my Lord and Savior was Jesus Christ and accept Him. And when I was strong enough to accept Him, it just, my burden lightened, and I was just renewed. And there are many days that I still go through those times and recognize that I get back into the Word, back into recognizing that I can't do this on my own, and I know that He's with me. And I know now, and I've had just time after time of God showing up, and sometimes, Everett, sometimes He's not showing up, He's showing off. I mean, He just he does. He just, and I'm excited about the day that I get to meet Him, and to, because I know,
amen,
that it's just, I mean, it's hard to express how grateful that I am, not only to Deliverance Ministries,
yeah,
but to being able to have the tools to be set free and to stop the torment.
Maury, your wife, Debbie, you might share about her and even her sister. I mean, it kind of goes all around your family, people doing deliverance. But you might share about Debbie some.
Oh, Debbie,
your wife.
We had the most recent. We had had a health report that was just unfavorable, and we went back and we went through the door closing prayer. We were praying. We needed God to show up in a tremendous way, and again, not only does He show up, but He shows off. The health report she had not only was it much more favorable, it was pushed back for 2 years now. We don't have to have those tests. We don't have to have those issues. And we simply believe and stand on the word that she is healed. And there was a cyst deep in the hippocampus area of her brain, and it has not grown, and we're believing, we stand on the word that there will be a miracle in several years, that they will not know, nor will they be able to understand, that it will have disappeared. And we believe it, and
Amen.
We claim it, and it her life is, you know, she gets to be renewed, because she now has the confidence that God is with her no matter what she faces. And it is hard to explain to people. Her brother had a tumor a couple of years ago, a brain tumor, and I recall it so vividly, because the young doctor, he was in the emergency room, and the young man came in, and he said, we've run these tests, and we're quite confident that it's cancer, and you need to be prepared for that. And I remember the reaction around the room, because everybody around the room had been through Deliverance Ministries and knew that, and it didn't faze anyone. And not only did it faze anyone, we just waited for the doctor to leave, and then we began. We said, "It's time to pray."
Go to work. Amen.
It's time to go to
the
work.
The doctor was probably puzzled. The doctor probably couldn't figure it out.
I'm sure by our reaction, he probably was puzzled, because nobody broke down in tears, nobody got hysterical, and we were all quiet. And then, and when he left, we all grabbed hands and we prayed over John. And it was, and once again, God didn't just show up; He showed off. The tumor was, it was large, but it was the we were in for about a 8 or 10 hour ride there with tests, things like that, and. The surgeon came in the next morning, and he said, I'm quite confident that I can remove this tumor, and you're going to be just fine. And once again, not an overreaction, just, we kind of knew that. We just, it was just amazing that the Holy Spirit moves in different ways, and not... The doctor, it was a risky surgery, and the tumor was the size of a it was a little larger than a tangerine, and it's the frontal lobe of his brain, and it was causing his eye to droop. But he went right in and literally went home within 48 hours after that. We have to give the glory to God, because there's just... It's His work.
And you had the peace of the Holy Spirit throughout, which, think of so many families that just go bananas, you know, when that kind of news comes at them, and think how many out there don't have what you guys have to deal with the traumas of life.
Well, I just want to encourage. I mean, we have the power, and we possess it, and He lives in each and every one of us. And it was exciting to go through that. It was just amazing. His peace that came over us that you mentioned, that he had that settling nature. There were five of us in that room when those announcements were made, and I know he was present. I just know, because the calming effect, the settling nature of everyone in the room, and as you pointed out, it was just time to go to work, and we have that ability, and John's a testimonial of it today. He's a walking testimony, we're very, very grateful that we're able to share with others that might have a similar experience. And don't for a second think that you cannot defeat Satan, because we can. And he is he has no authority in our life and no control in our life. And we have all control through the blood of Jesus Christ. The spilled blood of Jesus Christ it fuels us, and I'm excited. Yes, sir.
Even John's wife, Garcia's a strong Christian, spirit-filled, and knows about deliverance. I mean, it's so neat. Your family is loaded with warriors. Amen.
we are warriors for Christ, and Garcia has had. I mean, we all have gone through those times, but what has given us strength is recognizing when you're under attack. You know, to echo what you said earlier, it's just time to go to work. Don't fret.
Yes.
Don't drop your brow. Don't do a thing, but throw your shoulders back and go to work. And
use the power that we have in Jesus' name. And what a wonderful thing to have. And, you know, so many Christians do not realize that. I didn't know it until age 44. Even though I was born again when I was 13, I never was taught all this. And that's typical of so many Christians in the body of Christ. That we've got a long ways to go. And, of course, that's why we're doing the radio show tonight, is spreading the good news that there are answers, there's ways to get through these traumas of life, and also to counter the demonic attacks that so many Christians don't have any idea that it's happening. They think it's flesh and blood, and of course Paul had that same problem with the church at Ephesus, and he was speaking to those Christians, and he warned them that we're not wrestling with flesh and blood, but against the demonic. And that needs to be said more in the churches today, it would seem to me. Like I say, I never heard anything about it at all. I went to church quite a bit through those years, up to age 44, you know. So, yeah, it's sad that so few lack it, but at least they're learning. And with the new medias we have of computers and all the technologies, the word is spreading. More Christians are learning about it than ever.
Well, I think, you know, you mentioned earlier, you know, Paul, and I mean, what a story, you know, that I think he was part of two-thirds of the New Testament, close to it.
Yes.
And so when he was, you know, and he knew that he was a sinner, and he, you know, he knew that God's grace was stronger, and he recognized that. And I think it's important that we all recognize that, and it is a fact that this battle exists on a it's daily basis, and sometimes it's as small as our thoughts, sometimes it's as small as smallest thing.
We were talking earlier about when the deceiver, the lying demons, come at us, that how we need to perish the thought, you know, pull down those imaginations, and because we can, and we're in charge. But if we listen to those negatives that the enemy has a way of pushing into our heads, where we often think it's our own thoughts, but they're negative things, and if we will just perish those thoughts, as our brother Jim Waldrop in the ministry taught us, that it we can get victory, and we're in control, as you mentioned, in Jesus' name. How awesome is that?
Well, it is. I just know that the daily walk that we have, and you mentioned it, there's just so many things that can. I just recognize so many different door openers, but now having the ability and the innovation of and technology, we're able to reach people, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, because He resides in each and every one of us, and people will begin to hear that soft whisper, and they will be able to recognize that. And using the innovation and technology, they can strengthen themselves. And when they gain that strength and that confidence, and they dismiss fear, and they dismiss shame and the embarrassment, and they fight, God. You know, they acknowledge the unforgiveness that they might have towards the smallest of situations, but that when they use that and they have those tools available to them, I still encourage, even though that we use the digital resources quite frequently, I still encourage everyone to come to a ministry session and go through deliverance. It is not only a moving experience, but it can be a life-changing experience, as it was for our entire family, and continues to be a resource that we count on.
Praise God. And I mentioned earlier, we had, I don't know if you knew this, we had 23 cases Monday night. As we started out the new year, and they'd come from all over, different people, most every Monday night. Some are coming back for additional ministry, but the bulk of them, it's their first time there, and it's so exciting to see, where they receive this Jesus overhaul. And it drives us on, of course. If we didn't hear that, we'd quit, but we hear it. And then now we've done the Monday nights, 34 years, Maury. Can you believe that?
My goodness. Well, I mean, how many people that have, how many lives have been saved? How many people it's made a difference and changed the trajectory of their lives, their families' lives, and the lineage down the line for them? And
yes,
divorces.
Yeah. Most have about three dozen spirits, most people, and if each spouse has several dozen, how's the marriage? So
it's pretty crowded.
When they get in ministry, can't help but be better. Ralph, did you have a question?
Yeah, I was just thinking about some of the things Maury had said. There is a lot of comfort when you become a Christian and knowing that when your last day or last breath comes, that we have the hope of the resurrection, that we will be transformed in a new body, raised again, and be glorified with Jesus. But to the average person who is looking at that down in the future, yet they're suffering from cancer, or they're suffering from torment, or they're suffering for this or that, that doesn't bring a whole lot of comfort to some people. And Jesus came to save us. And I think of a sermon I heard today by the pastor, our former pastor, Pastor Peters, the Scripture for America Ministry. He said, when someone asks you to save, you ought to ask them, save from what? Because, you know, saved in the long run is a fantastic thing, but if you need saving right then from an illness, saving from some sort of torment, from addiction, that's what's the great thing about deliverance, because it does provide you a salvation in the here and now. And
yes.
And your marriage is saved. Your health is saved.
Oh.
Your children are
Amen.
Saved. All these different things. And I sit back and I think about, here you are in the hospital room with John. How many people would have had that doctor come in and they said, well, I want to show you it's cancer, and would have said, okay, there's this sentence, we're done. And they would have taken those words and just waited to die. And that's just an awesome and powerful testimony. And I'm going to steal something for you if you don't mind. He didn't show up. He showed off. And I'm going to use that.
Oh, man.
That's
a great way of putting that. That's a great way of putting that. And just as you said, it's funny that the Holy Spirit led me to say that, but you had said several times, well, I just couldn't understand. And that's where that was, that proverb I read in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart, not lean upon your own understanding, because our understanding will get us in trouble every time.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
And the world will say, well, cancer, that's a death sentence. The world will say, or the enemy will say, well, you can't be cured of that. You can't be cured of this lupus, or cured of macular degeneration, or blindness or something. But the word says, by his stripes, I am healed. And also said that, you know, the hands will be laid on by Christians, and it's all power and authority and all over the enemy. And that enemy is a disease. The disease comes in as a sickness. That's an enemy to that person right then and there. So it does still say it. I'm reading, looking at it right now, James 4:7. Submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That was true then, it's true now. So it's just an awesome testimony. Awesome testimony, brother.
Yeah, Maury, in winding up here, we're about out of time. What else might you share or say to the people, the listeners, before we close out with you?
I would encourage anyone listening to don't. You have authority over all, and take the time to. You don't have to have a special gift, a special tool. We have it all within us, and his love is endless. And that if you're listening, you're so loved. And don't, if you're tired of that torment, if you're tired of that, reach out to the Deliverance Ministries resources, the website. And then look and see when you can find a time that you can make time for deliverance. It's been a lifesaver for us and a testimony for us. And we continue that. We continue to share that each and every day.
All right. Well, thanks, Brother Maury. You've been a blessing, and your testimony, no doubt, has gone across to people that realize, and they have friends and relatives that are in that same kind of those problems, and they see how you've come through. So many families, again, do not have any understanding, so praise God, what you've given tonight goes a long ways toward informing people that there are answers, and godly answers. Thanks, Brother Moore, for being on.
It was an honor. Thank you both. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you all.
And the ministry resources can be found at deliveranceusa.com. Go to the internet there. There's training videos. There's prayers you can use. There's teachings that are there. If you'd like to have the book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus by Pastor Cox, you can get a hold of Richard at the office at 307-742-7582. Talk with him. We'll get that sent out to you. I believe we ask a $20 offering for that. And if there's a need for deliverance and you cannot get to Oklahoma City, there may be someone on the ministry that could be nearby that you could meet that's a little closer. We do have men that have been trained across the station. We're hoping to get more and more trained that perform perform deliverance for you, so you don't have to necessarily make the trip, because a lot of people don't have the time or even the resources to get there. Pastor Cox also does ministry via Skype and phone. So there are different ways you can get there, but the bottom line is, as Brother Moore had said, he was a little, not too sure because he didn't know the exact scripture or whatever. It's great to know the scriptures, and it is a powerful tool that if you're able to fight the devil with the Word of God, but knowing that you have that power and authority, and knowing that the Holy Spirit will be there in that very hour to help you. That's what the Holy Spirit is, a great helper. The Holy Spirit will bring it to you. The Holy Spirit will bring what needs to be said at that moment to help you overcome.
Yes.
And then you have different tools. One of the tools, if you're not sure, is even praying in the Spirit. Praying with that tongue that is mentioned in Corinthians. It talks about the language between you and God. And it's the unknown language. Some call it the unknown language of the angels. We do know that the demonic world understands what's being said. You may not understand what's being said. The person next to you may not understand what's being said. But God knows, and that demon that you're casting out, or that spirit you're casting out, knows what's being said. So these are tools at your disposal in Japan, at your disposal. That is the great thing about that we serve a living God. No other religion in the world can say that. All those other gods are false gods, or they're dead men sitting in the grave. But we had a God that rose, that came and died for us, paid that price so we wouldn't have to pay it, suffered for our well-being, our chastising, everything. He did everything, accomplished everything we need at the cross. When he rose from the grave, it was finished at the cross, rose from the grave, conquered death. But he did not leave us unarmed. He left us with power and authority. And just want to encourage you out there to understand you have power and authority. You can do this. It doesn't have to be special
training. Yes, in his name.
It helps to have the training, but it is regular Christianity. The only difference between myself and Pastor Cox is he's got 30 years worth of experience upon me. About 35 more years of experience on me. But in 35 years, I'll be able to pass on what I know to somebody and help them. But in 35 years, that person will have just as much authority as we have today. We have just as much authority as the Apostle Peter.
That's right.
Paul. They don't have any more authority than we do. And that is the great thing about our God. He did not leave us unarmed.
That's it. You got it, brother. Go forth.
Go forth. And I believe we're getting towards the end of the broadcast. Is that right, Richard?
Yes, it is. We're just about out of time.
All right. Well, God bless, and we'll see everybody next week.
God bless everybody.
Sometimes the world seems like a hopeless place. A perfect picture of a hopeless case. It seems like every breath of hope has died. September morn, when the towers fell and all our hearts were torn. Like the story of the man from Galilee, they were as innocent as could be when the darkness came to take our.